My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yep, here we go. We'll begin with the most valuable player of the first 58.6% of the season awards. And Dan, there was competition here, but how do you not pick Jose Ramirez as the most valuable player of this team? 23 home runs, 77 runs batted in, 100 hits. He's been doing it. He's been doing it well. Josh Naylor's been outstanding as well, but I give the nod to Jose.
He's honored at the pick. He accepts the award on behalf of all of the people who have helped him get to this point. I think he is the most valuable if you go by the best player on this team. Like, this feels like one of those MVP arguments where you get two sets of people fighting with each other where you're like, well, then define most valuable.
Dude, second in the majors and runs batted in.
Right. Define most valuable, because while, yes, he is the best player and has had the best season to this point, there's another guy who, if you go by most valuable, as in if I yank him off of this team, what happens? That might be a really interesting conversation.
Does he throw the ball for a living?
Yep.
We're getting to that.
Yep.
Don't jump ahead.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
My goodness.
Would you give it to Jose over Josh Naylor, even though, yes, Josh has been outstanding?
Yes, I would give it to Jose.
I would too.
When you are breaking walk records by teams intentionally walking you three times in a game that hasn't been done since Barry Bonds, you get an MVP award for that.
And you definitely should. Next up, I wanted to call it the Cy Young Award, but I'm going to do one better. It's the Bob Feller Award for the outstanding pitcher of the Cleveland Guardians. Outstanding pitcher. I've got three awards. You're going to have to bear with me on this. The Bob Feller Award goes to the man who closes out games like nobody's business. That would be Emmanuel Clase. You okay with that one?
Yeah, I don't love giving it to a reliever, but the bullpen's been the story when it's come to the pitching part of this. So, yeah, I can live with that.
Second in the major leagues with 29 saves, Emmanuel Clase, and his earned run average in the first 58.6% of the season.
He's going Blutarski.
0.81.
Where you want it to be. I mean, this is the, you know, congratulations, Mr. Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class, except it truly is an honor.
I think he's just been incredible. And a nice bounce back from last year when he wasn't really incredible. The starting pitcher award, best starting pitcher in the first 58.6% of the season.
Which everyone knows. That's a cutoff.
Say who? What'd you say?
I said everybody knows that 56 point whatever is a true cutoff of a mark of excellence.
It it has to be Tanner Bibee.
Yes.
Dare I say this, it's by default. He's been effective. There's no question about that. But Logan Allen is in AAA. Carlos Carrasco's ERA is over 5. Tristan McKenzie is in AAA. And Ben Lively, though terrific, has started 3 fewer games and has not been quite as good as Tanner Bibee. So Tanner's been outstanding. He gets my starting pitcher award for the first 58.6% of the season.
105 innings on the season. It is looking like he will find his way to 180-some-odd innings this season. I wonder if they maybe try to stretch it even a little bit further to help this pen out down the stretch run.
I wouldn't be surprised at that.
He's been exactly what this team has needed, and hopefully he continues to be what this team has needed. Yes, you'd love the ERA to not be 377. You'd love that to be closer to 3, but hey, man, he's got time to work it down.
In honor of how good the bullpen has been, I gave the Bob Feller Award to Emmanuel Clase. We also have a reliever of the first 58.6% of the season award. And this was tough.
I believe it.
Goes to Hunter Gaddis.
Yeah.
1.19 ERA. 1.19 for Hunter Gaddis coming out of the bullpen. Second best ERA in the team to Emmanuel Clase. But the competition, Tim Herron's been terrific. 1.45. Eli Morgan was good when he was here, but you know Eli hasn't pitched that very much. Cade Smith has been outstanding.
Awesome.
I mean, they found somebody here. And remember this.
Blowing dudes away.
Yeah, remember this, Guardian fans. We thought there might be a big problem when Trevor Stephan was out for the year because of Tommy John surgery. Because Trevor Stephan has built himself into a big-time setup guy. Well, now Stephan's been out. Hunter Gaddis has stepped up. Tim Herron has stepped up. Cade Smith has stepped up. They've been really good. Nick Sandlin, until recently, has been lights out almost every time in there. The bullpen has been incredible. But I give the award to Hunter Gaddis.
Love it. No complaints, no thought. I mean, the only one I would have argued maybe would be Cade Smith. But, boy, right there, we're grasping at straws. I mean, it's everybody out of that bullpen is pretty much a winner of any of this award. I mean, it's just a personal preference thing.
You ready? Here we go.
Let's get cooking.
Now we get a little fun. The Oscar Gonzalez Memorial Award.
Oh, no. I feel like we need to change the mood. Like, are you sure you want to give this away?
The Oscar Gonzalez Memorial Award.
Sure.
Goes to my favorite big, strong, hitting outfielder who might actually become something someday.
Are you ready to move on? Are you sure?
Jonathan Rodriguez and John Kenzie Noel were really the only nominees for the award. I'm going with John Kenzie Noel. Why? Because he's here. And he did better than Jonathan Rodriguez.
Best ability is location.
John Kenzie has 4 home runs and 7 runs batted in 35 at-bats. By God, I love those percentages.
All right.
If you even give him 350 at-bats in those ratios, that means that the dude ends up with 40 home runs and 70 runs batted in 350 at-bats. He's replacing Oscar Gonzalez in my heart.
He can move, too. He can run pretty well, yeah.
Throws okay. All right, so, I like it.
So the other one on a total, pull the curtain back for half a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we like the big Christmas nickname? They're really pushing this.
The dude's name is Noel. His name's Noel.
I don't mind it.
How do you not make it? Kind of Christmas thing.
It kind of feels like we're trying to make Fetch happen here, and I don't want to get behind that.
He's 6'3", 250. You're not going to call him Tiny Christmas.
Well, why are we going Christmas? I mean,
His name's Noel.
Okay. It feels like we're trying to make Fetch happen. I don't like it.
You don't like it at all?
Well, it's one of those, it feels pushed. It's not natural.
Well, guess what?
We'll get there.
It is.
We'll get there. I mean, we could all yell Merry Christmas when he hits a home run. Like, that's... Or at least a game winner. Are we going to get one of those?
You're going to like this.
Okay. All right, we'll move on.
Impression of Ichiro in 2009 award goes to Mr. Stephen Kwan. Why? Stephen Kwan's batting average, .352. Ichiro's batting average in 2009, .352. You don't do a much better impression than that, do you? Kwan with more power, though. 9 home runs, 27 runs batted in. Dude's hitting leadoff. Nobody's on base. We've seen the bottom of that order.
He's he's rearing back on the on early parts of the count and actually like trying to do some damage. It's great to see.
Does it show how poorly the bottom of the order is hitting, however, when 9 of his 27 runs batted in has been hitting himself in?
Well, look.
That leaves 18 runs batted in of somebody being on base when he hits. The guy's hitting 352. And other than hitting himself in, he's been able to drive in only 18 runs because nobody's on base.
You don't want to leave work for other people to do. You want to do all the work yourself. You know, that way it's done right.
For whatever it's worth, Ichiro in 2009 hit 352, did not win the batting title. Went to Joe Mauer at 365.
I was going through in my head trying to figure out who was going
to
win that.
Went
that
to
makes
Joe
sense.
Mauer, yeah. The ready?
Both of them, actually.
The enjoy second base while you can award. Goes to Andrés Giménez.
Well, you know, when you got such a deep field that you got to go against with the enjoy second base while you can.
Goes to Andrés Giménez. Why? Well, Travis Pezzana's on the way. We've been told by people who know he's a second baseman, maybe an outfielder, but he's a second baseman. And Andrés is hitting 252, not building on last year's 251, and completely leaving 2022's 297 all-star batting average in the dust. So the guy who hit 297 a couple of years ago hasn't been seen since. And that, to me, screams he's going to either be the shortstop or he's going to get traded when Travis Pezzana is ready to go.
I am thrilled you're saying it out loud because I didn't want the hate to come my way for wanting to say it out loud.
What, shortstop or trade?
His hitting has been
mediocre at best.
Meh.
The dude hit 297 a couple of years ago and looked like the real deal.
And you handed him a contract.
Yeah. And now,
the power
and
has never come around.
251 and 252.
The on base is going down.
Yep.
And the batting average is going down, and the slug hasn't been all that high to begin with.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Our last award. You ready?
Glad you said it.
Last award. The Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio Award. I was thinking a little Simon and Garfunkel there.
I noticed.
By the way, I have a friend who married a guy named Robinson, and she went, "Oh my God, I am Mrs. Robinson."
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio Award goes to the Guardians' offense. Why do I say that? Nice. I like that.
Hey, I've got my moments.
Here it is. In April, March and April combined, this team scored 5.2 runs per game. In May, 5 runs per game. In June, 4.6 runs per game. In July, 3.6 runs per game. It's down 1.5 runs per game since the April 5.2 and 5 runs in the last 4 games going into the All-Star break. 5 runs in the last 4 games, 2 or fewer runs in 16 of 13 games in July. So the Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio Award goes to the Guardians offense. Hopefully it was discovered during the All-Star break. Those are our awards. If you have any thoughts, by all means, let us know. We'd appreciate that. Menigan wants to talk All-Star team playing the Olympic team. It's fascinating. It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.